Thank you, Chair. I thank indeed the distinguished delegates. Denmark has a high level of transparency, and we have a very informative and focused dialogue. You have answered as many questions as possible yesterday and today. You indeed update the information and enlarge my knowledge. Next, I will raise some questions and comments. First is about domestic violence against children. Reportedly, domestic violence against children is still widespread in Denmark. According to one study, I just quote one number, it found that 22% of children in eighth grade about 13 to 14 years old reported being subjected to physical violence in their homes over the past year. With 13% experiencing incidents like pushing, shaking, pinching, or having their hair pulled. Also, according to a study report, prior to reported violent incidents, there were no registered reports from teachers, daycarers, or other adults suspecting either violence or other forms of harm. That's based upon the survey. This underscores the urgent need for enhanced public awareness in recognizing and reporting suspicions of abuse, as well as greater vigilance among professionals with mandatory reporting obligations. Also, according to the studies, if there is knowledge or suspicion that a child had been subjected to abuse, and when the police or the healthcare system is involved in the case, a municipality is obligated to utilize a child protection house. In each individual case, the police assess whether it's relevant to request a forensic examination of the child. However, there are no established standardized guidelines and selection standards for when the police should request a forensic examination of children suspected of being victims of violence. If possible, I would like to get a response from the state party in this regard. We share the understanding of the situation concerning overcrowding in prison, and we know that the right to visit, the right to letters of the detainees are under the judicial control. However, if there are not sufficient staff, I was told that even no person to pick up the phone to make the communication available. We need a holistic approach to resolve the problem. We mentioned the shortages of the prison staff, salary, training, also public awareness, quite important. I would like to see doctors and nurses in the hospitals working for prisoners and delinquents are the same important and honorable. I also would like to emphasize that civil society is developed in your country. So the civil society organizations, the social workers can play more roles, contribute more to implement our convention. What I would like to see is for detention centers, for the quasi detention facility like places, we could involve more social services and involving more social actors. And then for human rights education, it's not just for your country. Around the world, I think not only the policemen, prison staff, hospital staff need to be training, but also the policymakers, the lawmakers, the senior officials, they need to update their information to change their mind. Not only human rights rules, but human rights approaches. For your country, have new definition of rape, new definition of trafficking, and you will have new definition of torture. Behind the rules is the human rights approach, like gender equality, like the victim-oriented definitions. I also would like to see Denmark is good at human rights education. You have so many excellent human rights scholars, high quality research institutions. I believe you could do a very good human rights education work. Lastly, I would like to see something about anti-terrorism and human rights. It's commendable that you have passed so many laws in this regard. That means the principle of rule of law and human rights are balanced. There are concerns about the weak definition of some terms like serious damage for Denmark's vital interests, and there are controversial issues like the practices strip the nationality of persons with a dual nationality. It's vital for individual human rights. The recommendations are to really stick to the principle of rule of law and the balance between them. I stop here. Thank you so much.